We are back, unfiltered. Sam, good to see you again. Good to be with you.
Good to be here. And a quick shout out to all our listeners in the United Kingdom who seem to outnumber those in America. Thank you all for listening. We appreciate it.
Go Big Red, baby.
Go Big Red. Doesn't matter where you're at. Appreciate you listening.
All righty. Well,
it's a season preview.
Yeah, season preview 2023.
Here we are.
You know, just a couple fans spitting out their opinion.
That's all it is, because we are unfiltered.
We're unfiltered, and we are lacking knowledge.
Now, this for last year, we were pretty close, my friend. I think you predicted 4 wins, and that's what we had, if I remember
right. I went
5-7. Did you have 5, and I had
7,
6?
I think.
I had 6, I think.
Yeah. You were 6-6, I was 5-7.
And we ended up being 4-8.
So.
Yikes!
We were on the right trajectory, let's just say that.
We the premise of the podcast started out correctly. We didn't think Frost would make it, and boy, were we right in a hurry. But we think Rule's going to make it. We think he's going to...
He should make it through this year.
Hopefully he'll make it for a year here. I guess we just go, just like we did last year, game by game. Start here in a very short order with at Minnesota.
Big Ten.
Yeah, Big Ten. Prime time, and I'm missing an Alter Bridge concert because of this, so it better be good.
should be fun up there.
Oh, it's a great time. I've
There's
been up there.
There's a lot of ties between Nebraska and Minnesota.
Oh, absolutely. And it's a neat little stadium. I mean, it's not huge, and they do sell alcohol, so, you know.
It should be red.
It'll be red, and it'll be interesting. I have us down for a loss.
I do, too. Yep, I got a loss. I think Minnesota's just had too much going for them compared to us over the last few years, so... Opening up in Big Ten play as opposed to a weaker non-conference opponent, which almost didn't matter last year either. But, yeah, I got us down for a loss. I just think they got too much on us.
Yep, and we're still developing our team. And I think you're generally going to see that with my predictions, that it's going to take for us a while to get going.
I
think it's
going to
be a close game. I don't think it's going to be a blowout. I really don't see a blowout. I see a competitive game. But I don't see a win. I think Minnesota beats us by a touchdown or more. Okay.
Next week
is going to be fun. It's the only away game that I have not been able to get a ticket for. And I've been a donor to the University of Nebraska, you know, $200 a year or something. Well, more than that. But for 30 years. And I thought I had enough donor points to get tickets to this road game, and I do not. So the demand is very high for tickets out there at Colorado. It's going to be a lot of entertainment, given the fact that Deion Sanders is their coach, and they certainly have had an interesting preseason. Apparently he has a YouTube channel, which I'm going to have to check out after the show. I'm sure it's quite entertaining.
He's making the headlines.
He's making the headlines, and he's finding guys that want to win. So it will be at Boulder, and I would love to tell you that the Huskers are going to take care of business, but I do not have the Huskers down for a win at Colorado.
There's a lot of – I think Colorado's going to have a lot of momentum, a lot of hype. Like you said, it's a tough ticket.
Their opener. Yes, it would be their opener, right?
Yeah, it's going to be a tough ticket for Husker fans to get, but, I mean, we always show up and show out. I don't know if you remember the last time we played Colorado, Husker fans bought season tickets to Colorado football.
So they could go
So that they could just mob that stadium with red. I think Colorado learned their lesson.
It's a beautiful thing.
You know, there's hype around the program now that Deion's there. For a couple years, and I'll go win.
All right, controversy. Now, why do you think we're going to win, Petey? Maybe I should answer why I think we're going to lose, but
I don't know. I just, you know, I'm not drinking Kool-Aid or anything like that. I think Rule's going to come away with a win that we necessarily wouldn't get with previous regimes, and I'm going to say it's going to be Colorado this year, as opposed to tougher Big Ten opponents. I think this is going to be the game that he might get that W instead of, you know, the for sure L.
Again, I see a competitive game. I don't see a blowout one way or the other. I think Deion's going to have more on the line than we are, which sounds weird, but I don't see it. But remember this at the end of the show. Remember this particular game, because we'll talk about that, so I don't want to spoil what I'm going to say.
Roger that.
Northern Illinois, yeah, I got us for a win. That'll be the first home game. It's a night game. Rules, first night game. I am on a scale of 1 to 10. My confidence level is 9.5 that we are going to win, and we are going to beat Northern Illinois.
Yep, I got win there. It's a game we should win. Our first home game with Rule, like you said, I just think it's going to be electric. I think we've got some guys that are going to be exciting. I think they're going to be able to showcase their talent against Northern Illinois. I think there's probably actually going to be some improvements made from, you know, last year to this year, where this is a game we should win. I mean, it's Northern Illinois. What did we say that against Georgia Southern last year? And that was a nail biter. But I think we're headed in the right direction. I think we've got a staff that is, you know, they're not going to let this be.
They're not gonna poop on their home opener. I don't see it. I just don't see any chance.
I think the energy will be high. So, yep, I got so far. I'm 2-1. So far, you're 1-2.
Yes, sir. But we'll go to 2-2 the next week when we beat Louisiana Tech.
Yes, okay. I agree with you. I think same kind of story.
So you're 3-1 right now.
I'm 3-1. I think that's what I had us going last year, and we were wrong.
I mean,
I think we were both 3-1, but I think we had different losses.
And he lost his job. Now he's drinking beer on a golf course in Arizona. But
anyway,
yeah.
All right.
Okay. So we're on to home game, Michigan, and did they set this? Is this a night game? I can't remember. I think it's a night game. Why do I think that?
It's TBD on my phone.
Oh, it's a TBD. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
That'd be awesome.
Gosh,
it
wouldn't
it
be
game.
Wonderful? I mean, wonderful to beat the Wolverines.
Yeah.
Got the L on that one.
That's definitely an L.
All right. Definitely. Let's, huh? What's your confidence level on that 1 to 10 on that L?
I bet the house.
You bet the house that we're going to lose to Michigan.
Yeah.
Well, they are number four cut team in the country, I think it is.
Listen, if we come within a touchdown of Michigan, I will buy us dinner.
We played them pretty tough last year.
And I'm not talking like McDonald's. We'll go somewhere
really
decent.
Yeah, mahogany, we'll go, huh? Okay.
Not mahogany either.
No,
we'll
not
meet
mahogany.
In the middle there.
Not mahogany. Okay, the Poke Bowl over there by where you work. yeah, not going to happen. It'll be interesting storyline in this game because that Ernest Hausman, who was that freshman linebacker for us, number 15 last year, who was a freaking stud, who brought it against Michigan. I was at that game. We actually didn't play him that terrible last year. It was a tough physical game, but he'll be playing. I don't know if he's starting or not. I haven't heard, but gosh, that's one where I'd love to have Garrett Nelson and Hausman back, but I don't see it. Then I'm really interested to see what you have got to say about this next game at Illinois.
That's like my swing game. I feel like that could go either way, but I think Illinois will get us at home.
Yep, I got a loss also. Us. I got a loss. Sorry, Husker fans, I have a loss.
Listen, we got a lot of stuff to work on. And
we do, and it's a tough little environment out there. And
I haven't been there. Have you?
I've driven by the stadium. It's very small. It's very intimate.
Well, I've driven through California.
Well, no,
that's cool.
No, anyway, I was on campus. I circled the stadium. I didn't go into the stadium. It was like 8 o'clock on a Friday night or something. We were driving. Actually, the last time I was there was when we actually were in a Big Ten championship game. I know it's hard to believe, listeners, but we were at one point.
Once.
And we were on our way to Indianapolis, and we stopped in Champaign just to drive around the stadium. But I have us as a loss, and you're right. It's one of those games that, gosh, we win that. If we win that and we beat Colorado, this whole season is going to be pretty exciting. But I just don't see it. Yeah. I'm going to take the assumption that next week, Northwestern, we're going to go ahead and take, they've got problems, although they beat
Finally,
us.
Finally, someone has more problems than us.
Yeah, well, they beat us last year, and we have to give them, you know, they won one game last year, and it was us, so good for them. But I've got us down for a win there.
How embarrassing.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on in the Nebraska program.
I was there, man. There happened to be an onside kick call that was ridiculous, but I digress.
That was a good episode, by the way.
Yes, it was. A lot of people enjoyed it. Yes, a lot of people enjoyed it. Yes.
That was fun.
That was a good one. So we both have wins against Northwestern home. Then we have Purdue. Slippery Purdue.
Mm.
Again, one of those kind of games that, you know, sort of expected to win the thing. It is a home game, but I don't see it. I do not see it. I have a for an L on that one.
I got an L.
Jeez.
So right now, I'm 4-4, and you're 3-5.
Yay.
Okay, so you're trending in the direction that I was trending in last year, and you were surprised. And
yep.
But every pick I think that we've talked about so far makes sense. I mean, we could very well be wrong. Because A, what do we know?
I'd love to be wrong.
But, like, yeah, we would love to be wrong.
I'd love to be wrong. I'd love to be wrong in Colorado.
I think Purdue's the same story.
I mean,
I think Purdue's the same story as Minnesota.
Very much so.
I feel like they just got more momentum. They have more things going their way than we do.
More experience, more. They're a tough team. And I cannot believe in all my years that I would predict a loss, Nebraska losing to Purdue. But now, ever since the Mike Riley era, have we beat them once since Riley? Maybe. Not even that. I don't think we have. I don't think we've beat this team in 8 or 9 years.
That's like
what are you
same
kidding
story
me?
As you know who until last year. So
are you kidding me?
I mean, they've got guys that we don't. And maybe they don't even have guys that we don't, but they've had a coach. They've had a leader, you know?
Yep.
Now, it's Brom's still there, right?
Yep.
Okay. So I'm chalking that one up as an L just based off of the momentum they've created over the last few years. So.
And unfortunately, I think we're going to have a two-game losing streak going at Michigan State. Again, I don't see that one. Again, I think it's a close game. It wouldn't shock me if we beat them, but I just don't see it.
It's on the road. I think we're going to have a hard time winning on the road this year.
Yeah.
I would be pleasantly surprised if we
do win on the road. It will be a credit to Rule. It'll be a credit to all this team building they've done. But I don't see how we beat Michigan State on the road. Don't see it.
Let me just, for argument's sake, I'll put that down as a win. Like I said, there's going to be a game that you know we win that maybe we weren't expected to win going into it. Definitely going into the season, I don't think anyone's thinking we would really win that game. But Michigan State, I mean, they're not anything special. I'd rather play Michigan State than Purdue right now.
Yeah.
You know? I think we can get it.
I agree with that.
I think we can get it. So I'm sitting.
You're going to win, huh? Ooh, Mr. Optimistic. We're going to a bowl game this year.
What do I got? 5-4? And you're 3-6. Is this? Are you? All right, you're 3-6.
Here's the Creighton fan.
Moving on.
More optimistic than the Husker fan.
Moving on.
Yeah, moving on. Maryland, I got us as a win. It's going to be a tough game, but I think that's a good win for us.
I think we can win it. It's at home. I think we're going to really take advantage of our home games this year.
Yep.
And
with the exception of Michigan.
Yeah, except for Michigan and or if Ohio State ever comes to Lincoln, that's just not going to be good. You know, we could beat Purdue since it's at home, but I'm still chalking that one up as an L. But Maryland, let's go with a win on them. You got them right.
I feel good about that. At Wisconsin, nope.
Not going to happen.
No way we beat Wisconsin.
Until we beat Wisconsin, we're not going to beat Wisconsin.
Boy,
that's such a stupid analogy.
That sounds like a Yogi Berra thing, dude.
But
it ain't over till it's over. Until we beat Wisconsin, we're not going to beat Wisconsin. That's correct.
And we haven't beat Wisconsin, so
Yeah, I don't see it. Don't see it at all. Now, we could be coming into this game with maybe three losses, and you and our tune will be different that particular week going into that. Maybe we'll be a little more optimistic. But I don't see it. I just don't see it. You've got to figure, I don't know who Wisconsin will have played by that point. I don't know who's on their schedule this year. I don't know if they got Ohio State or Michigan or not.
I can look they quick.
Darn sure Iowa. Yeah, would you look?
Yeah. What do they got? They got Ohio State.
Before us, okay.
And that's it.
That's it.
Ohio State is going to win the Big Ten, whatever it is.
So, yeah.
I mean,
so they're going to come Wisconsin in probably with one loss.
Yeah.
Wisconsin will come in with one loss probably to Ohio State. And they're not going to let it slip.
If Wisconsin's schedule is a joke this year.
Lucky them.
Indiana, Northwestern,
win.
Nebraska,
loss.
Minnesota,
win.
A loss for us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Rutgers, Purdue,
mm-hmm.
Georgia Southern, hey, Washington State,
mm-hmm.
and Iowa. I mean, they're going to lose to Ohio State, and that's
they're
it.
They're going to come in the thing with one loss, and they're going to beat us.
They're playing for something this year.
They'll be a top 10, top 15 team at that point.
Anyway,
and back to Nebraska. And then we've got Iowa, and there is no way that I'm going to predict a loss on this game. No way.
Listen, I will never predict a loss against Iowa.
No way, dude.
Ever.
It's freaking Iowa.
They had
I mean,
their
really?
Fun. They had their fun.
Yeah, it's Iowa. Enough said.
Enough said.
So I've got us at 5-7.
Yep.
And you've got us with a winning record, right? You got us at 8-4? What you got us at?
7-5.
7-5. Flip it. So we're going to bowl game. Under Petey's predictions, I don't think we make it. I think we're 5-7. Now, remember at the beginning of the season where I said we're going to have two losses? That Colorado game, actually both of those games are absolutely winnable. So if we...
Are you talking Colorado and...
Minnesota. The first two games of the season are so big to me as far as whether or not we're going to bowl game. We come out of that sucker 2-0. We are going to go to a bowl game. They are very, very pivotal games. Even if we beat one of those teams, then we'll be 6-6. We'll still go to a bowl game.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've got to beat one of those two teams in order for us to go to a bowl game. So don't make your bowl reservations until after that Colorado game, because I think that'll be indication of where we're going to go this season.
There's teams on the schedule we absolutely will beat. There's teams on the schedule, Colorado, Minnesota, Purdue, Illinois, that are 50-50 for me. So my, you know, I've got Purdue and Illinois as a loss.
Turnover here, turnover there, an injury here, like, an injury there.
We talked about it last year. How many times has the ball bounced our way over the last 10 years, and it's you count on
it
one
hasn't,
hand.
But
Michigan State,
I,
Brandon Riley, that's it.
Yeah. I think this year, though, I'm going to give real credit just based on what I'm seeing that you know, luck is the residue of really, really hard work. Always has been. And mm-hmm. I think these guys have been working
Create
hard.
Your own luck.
I don't know if listeners have seen or not, but there's a YouTube series called, I think it's called In. I sent it to you.
Oh, Look In or something.
A Look
like
In
that.
Or something like that, which has been just kind of a weekly
really
YouTube
cool.
series. So I really like it. I just.
Our media department like is so good at making us look amazing.
Yeah, I think Trevi, he's trying to raise some money and get everybody all fired up because they got to complete that practice facility, which I guess they're going to have that the locker room part of that done, allegedly, by the first home game.
They've had more locker room upgrades than wins in the last 20
really,
years.
Yeah, I don't care about that. And I recently commented on the rule has this always ran a numbering system that, you know, jersey numbers 0 through 9 are basically selected by the team as far as, you know, the leaders of that team. And so, you know, I think that's neat and cute, but I comment on social media that listen, I really don't care about that. I it's all about the numbers of wins, and you know, it's a tough business out there, and it's a turnover here, it's an injury there, and you know, but it's a difference maker. But They are doing some things to develop the team that I like to see.
They're hitting.
They're hitting. They are tackling in practice, ladies and gentlemen. They are tackling in practice. And they're going. They're doing some one-on-ones, and they're doing. They're everybody on the team is getting. Even if you're fifth string, you're getting 80 to 100 reps in practice.
Yeah,
and all these things are good, particularly if somebody goes down, because you know
next man up.
So we'll see how she rolls. But I am excited about the season. As excited as I've been. Even more so than for the Frost first year. Of course, yeah. I was a poo-poo on Frost throughout. But I, you know,
see if we can keep a quarterback healthy.
Let's see if we can do it. The Sims guy looks like a stud.
He looks like that Richardson guy, Trent Richardson,
Anthony Richardson.
Anthony Richardson
is going to start for the Colts.
Yeah.
This year.
Listen, I'm not saying he's an NFL
player. But he's saying he's a fantastic athlete. Yeah, he looks. I mean, if you guys saw the guy in the shower, you'd be like, wow. Oops, did I say that? I guess I did.
Cut that out, Chad.
We don't pay Chad enough to be cut out. So, oh, man. All right, man. Anything else?
Let's go. Let's go
Big Red. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And hey, Husker fans, do us a favor and share this podcast with a friend. It's just PD and I who, just like you, we're just fans, but we'll tell it like it is. So... Go Big Red.
Go Big Red. Let's get them.